Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 17, Pretoria 19, Emalahleni 18.
So it turns out the reason for the slow-moving traffic on the N1 north through Midrand was a crash before Olifantsfontein Road. It's been cleared, all lanes are open, there's a lot of residual traffic, but be aware that there's another one. N1 north, a crash as well after New Road.
Three parliamentary committees have been tasked with probing the allegations made by KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi against Police Minister Senzo Mqunu and high-ranking police officials. National Assembly Speaker Toko Diziza has today asked the Portfolio Committees on Police, Justice and Constitutional Development, as well as the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, to consider the allegations of political interference in the high-profile cases on an urgent basis. The Speaker has ever denied requests for a snap debate on the matter. Is Parliament spokesperson Moloto Mutapo.
In relation to the debate requested by two political parties, the Speaker believes that it will not be appropriate to hold such a debate as these allegations remain unsubstantiated at this stage.
Now, at the same time, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has announced that the head of the Hawks in the Western Cape, Solomon Mahato, has been appointed as Acting Divisional Commissioner for Crime Intelligence. He says this follows the arrests of the Divisional Commissioner for Crime Intelligence, Dumisani Khumalo, and six others over fraud allegations last month.
Major General Mahato is the current head of the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, also known as the Hawks, in the Western Cape.
The ANC in Tshwane has condemned the killing of Ward 10 councillor Tabangma Semola, who was ambushed by unknown gunmen in Mamelodi yesterday. The party says it's concerned by ongoing murders of councillors, many of which have remained unsolved. Here's ANC regional spokesperson Ba Fanayabo.
This killing opens up old wounds of other councillors who fell to the barrel of a gun. Councillors Piwe Montla of Ward 37 in Soshanguve and councillor Tshepo Motaung of Ward 22 in Mabuban. The lack of arrests in these cases seems to have emboldened killers to kill even more councillors. We share our heartfelt sympathies and condolences with the Masemola family.
The DA in Tshwane has meanwhile called on police to apprehend the suspects involved in the murder of the ANC councillor in Mamelodi. Here's DA Tshwane Chief Whip Ufense Matsapetela.
We demand justice for Councillor Masemola and his family, not only because of him being a young politician, but also him being deprived of a promising life ahead with his family.
Tabang Masemola was gunned down in a drive-by shooting. The motive behind the murder still remains unknown. And finally, the first ever Birkin bag designed by French luxury brand Hermès for actress Jane Birkin is set to be sold on an auction in Paris. This piece of modern fashion history is likely to spark a bidding frenzy. The Birkin has become a modern design icon. Auction house Sotheby's, which is handling the sale of the Birkin prototype in Paris, declined to publicly specify a reserved price. Visit jacarandafm.com and click on news for these and latest updates. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4.
Yeah, you see, that Birkin bag would have sold for gazillions, but you know what? I've got treasure in my broom cupboard. I've got so many plastic bags. Yeah, I'm going to wait. I'm going to retire on that. I'm going to sell them. Buggy Chanel September. Terug morgen met meer nieuws. Madeleine will keep you in the loop on the drive a little bit later on. As for me, final hour. Let's make it a good one.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.